5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Previously on Groom Under Fire.
What did you find in Rochelle's emails, Nikki?
She sent Steven some emails. She was begging him not to marry Tanya. She said that if he left Tanya at the altar and married her instead, he would get all of the inheritance instead of just half.
Rochelle could challenge you, since our marriage hasn't been consummated. She doesn't even have to kill me to collect her inheritance. All she has to do is wait until tomorrow and challenge our marriage.
I want to protect you, Tanya.
Then make love to me. Consummate our marriage.
Guys, I found something. The car.
The car?
The car. The one that tried to run Tanya down.
Don't move. I'm coming.
I'm just going to see if I can get into the trunk. Guys, I'm in. There's nothing in the trunk, though. Wait.
What is it?
There's something wet in here. But I can't tell what it is.
Coop, I told you to stay put.
Oh my God, it's blood.
As he peers down at his now blood-soaked hand, he's suddenly pulled away by the sound of a loud rumble inside the warehouse. An engine starts, and the sound of a large forklift begins moving toward him.
Guys, help! Guys! Guys, help! I'm trapped! This forklift is crushing the car against me! Oh my God, is he going to drop it? Logan! Parker! Help me!
Tanya, are you all right?
Not until we know if they're okay.
Logan's not picking up. He always picks up. I knew I should have gone with him. He shouldn't have risked it.
Risked what? Cooper's the one the shooter is after.
Logan's been getting threats, too.
From who?
From the daughter of the man who shot our father. She's furious that Logan keeps showing up to every parole hearing, and it looks like he succeeded because the man died this week.
I had no idea.
Damn it! Answer, Parker! Why is no one picking up? Look, I'm sure they're fine and just don't have service. Why don't you lay down, Tanya? You don't look so well. We'll wake you if we hear anything.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Thanks, Nick.
She fumbled around in the dark until she found the bed and dropped onto it, curling up into a ball. She shouldn't have let Cooper go. She was his wife now. Wasn't that how marriage worked? Wasn't he supposed to listen to her? But then again, it wasn't real, because Cooper didn't love her the way she loved him. He couldn't, or he wouldn't have left. He had to be okay.
Shh, it's okay, it's me.
Cooper, are you okay? What happened tonight? None of you are answering your phones.
I'm fine.
What happened? Why didn't you answer?
We were a little preoccupied.
Did you find Steven?
No. Well, we found the car that nearly ran you over.
You're hurt. What happened?
There was a forklift. Just a little bruised. I've been hurt before. Way worse than this.
Don't tell me that. I didn't let myself think of you over there in danger. I don't like thinking you might never come back. Also, why did you come in through the window?
I don't want others to know I'm here.
Why not? Don't they want you here?
Not tonight.
Because you're hurt.
I'm fine.
Maybe the painkillers had finally kicked in because he didn't feel any pain now. He felt too many other things with her soft body pressed against his, her fingers lingering on his face, stroking along his cheekbones and then his jaw.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
I'm sorry about your father.
That was years ago.
But your father's killer just died. That must bring it all back.
What?
Oh my gosh, Nikki didn't tell you either? She thinks that the man's daughter might have been the one who shot at Logan earlier.
When he was posing as me?
You don't think so? Whatever happened with the forklift, could it have been meant for Logan?
No. That was definitely meant for me. And it involved the car that nearly killed you. What happened in that warehouse had nothing to do with Logan.
And everything to do with me.
It's not your fault.
I just want it to be over.
I should let you sleep.
I can't. Not without you.
Tanya.
He gripped the back of her head, tangling his fingers in her hair and pulled her closer. Then he deepened the kiss, pressing his lips tightly to hers. He tasted her, the sweetness that was only Tanya.
I was so worried about you.
I know. I'm okay now. I'm right here.
He stripped off his clothes carefully, joining her in the bed again, skin on skin. Her thigh slid between his, her hip rubbing against his erection. It throbbed with arousal. He had never wanted anyone the way he wanted, the way he needed his wife. If the way she was touching him, kissing him, was any indication, then she wanted him too. Her lips closed around him, taking him into her mouth. He groaned.
Am I hurting you?
You're killing me, but in a good way.
Let's make it all better.
He kissed her passionately, their tongues swirling and their breath coming in quick pants. Just her kiss had him near his breaking point. She moaned into his mouth as he teased her nipples, tugging gently at them. Then he moved one hand lower between her legs. She whimpered and squirmed against him. Then she bit her lip, holding in a scream while she came. Her body shuddered against his. He shuddered too, with need.
She pushed him back on the bed and guided him inside her. She rode him, sliding up and down, rocking back and forth, driving him out of his mind. She shuddered again as she reached her peak, and she bit his lip. It snapped the last of his control, and he joined her, his body jerking as he thrust deep and filled her. She dropped onto his chest, her heart beating frantically, her breath hot against his throat. They stayed that way until he drifted off to sleep, holding each other. She finally felt safe. She leaned back over the bed, but this time she pressed her lips to his cheek. He was out, so he probably would not hear her, but she needed to tell him what she'd been too cowardly to declare when he was awake. She needed to know that she had at last said the words.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Where is she? Did somebody take her?
Oh, look who it is. Nice of you to tell us where you went. No, nobody grabbed her. Nikki saw her leave of her own accord.
She was probably sick of everybody babysitting her. I know how frustrating it is when nobody trusts you to take care of yourself.
You didn't even try to stop her? You're far from ready to be a bodyguard on your own yet.
In my defense, she didn't come out the front door. She climbed a third-story window.
What? She could have fallen. Some bodyguards you are.
She didn't fall.
You could have fallen too, when you snuck in that way.
I'm fine.
You should really let the doctor determine that. You shouldn't even be standing with broken ribs. Let me take you back to the hospital.
Hell no. The only place I'm going is to find Tanya, which all of you should be doing instead of standing here.
We sent Candace to follow her. She'll make sure she's safe. Aren't you the least bit suspicious where she went?
Suspicious? I'm worried she's in danger, but you can't possibly suspect her of being involved in this.
Why not?
Because she's nearly been killed. Time and time again. She has no motive.
Nearly. She's nearly been killed. There's a difference. She has the same motive everyone else has. The money.
She wasn't driving the car that chased her down. She wasn't firing the shots into her apartment.
She didn't act alone.
So this is why you let her go? To stalk her?
If she's meeting up with someone, we need to know.
It's not Steven. They would have just gotten married.
Maybe he got cold feet and she got mad at him.
You're wrong about this. Where is she?
Took a cab to her grandfather's house.
Coop, there was no ransom demand. Why do you think she would marry you?
In case there was one. God, how long have you been thinking this? And keeping it to yourself? Like you keep everything.
We have a real lead.
Let me guess. You think it's Tanya too?
What? No. Listen, they tested the blood in the trunk of the car that you found last night. It matches the blood from the church. Same type, at least. DNA's still backlogged.
What about prints?
Steering wheel was wiped clean on the car and forklift, too. Steven's never been fingerprinted, so we don't know if the ones inside the trunk lids are his.
Well, someone was definitely in that trunk at some point. We have to find him.
We may have. One of my informants spotted that car at another warehouse before it wound up where we found it. Logan and I will check it out alone. Like we should have last time.
No chance. I'm coming.
You're already hurt. Want to finish yourself off?
I want to finish this. I want to nail the bastard who's responsible for all of this.
What if the bastard's Tanya?
It's not. Let's stop wasting time and follow this lead.
Tanya? Ms. Chesterfield?
I'm in here, Mr. Gregory.
It's quite early, Ms. Chesterfield. We could have scheduled a meeting later in the day.
Thank you for meeting me now. It really couldn't wait.
If you wanted to collect your inheritance today, that's not possible. It's too big an amount to be easily liquidated. And, of course, it needs to be divided, with half being held in trust for your sister in the event that she marries before she turns 30.
She can have it all.
She's unmarried. Your grandfather's will stipulates that she, too, must be married before she inherits.
Then put it all in a trust for her.
What are you saying exactly?
I'm saying that I don't want my grandfather's money. I never should have married to get it in the first place.
You really want to give it back?
Is that possible? Technically, I had satisfied the stipulations of grandfather's will before my 30th birthday.
You can sign a paper claiming that the marriage was never consummated and get it annulled.
But what if it was?
It won't be a problem.
Well, if it's no problem, then I guess I should be going.
You'll need to sign those papers.
I'm sure you don't have them with you. You can draw them up and get them to me another day. Excuse me now, I must get going.
Actually, I do have them with me.
He patted his briefcase, and Tanya shuddered. It all felt too convenient. Was it the papers in his briefcase? Or a gun? She knew her gut was right. She was alone with a killer. And her first thought wasn't for her own safety, but for Cooper's. He would never forgive himself if she died when he was supposed to be protecting her. She needed to get out of here, but he was still blocking her entrance to the door. So she turned and ran deeper into the shadows of the house.
This place has been completely abandoned.
This is it. The place where my informant saw the black car with the flats.
Then let's go in. I'm going to try to service the door.
You see anything?
Just crates.
Help.
Did you hear that?
It came from the crate. Find a crowbar, a screwdriver, something. We gotta get this open. Steven, take it easy. Don't move, you look hurt. Logan, you got any water?
Gonna grab it now. I'll get the first aid kit, too.
Hey, easy. You're gonna be okay. Your head is still caked with blood. Do you remember who hit you?
No.
You don't know who did this to you?
I... no.
You know? Well, you said you didn't see him. Like, Steven, what do you remember?
Cooper's heart wrenched with emotion over how badly Steven had been hurt. And then he'd been nailed up in a box and left to die while Cooper was marrying his wife.
Ambulance is a few minutes out. Here, take this water.
More.
You're safe. Nobody's gonna get you again.
Do you know who did this to you?
You didn't see him.
But I saw him. When he opened the trunk, I saw him.
Who? Who did this to you?
Arthur Gregory.
Tanya's grandfather's lawyer?
Shit.
What?
Tanya's with him. Candace just reported in that he's who she was meeting at the house.
And did she stop her?
I advised her not to.
Damn it, Logan.
I didn't think the man was a threat. What's his motive?
Money. I think he took the money.
And his embezzlement would have gone undetected if neither Chesterfield heirs married before she turned 30.
Go. You go. To her.
It's useless to try and hide from me. I will find you. Where the hell are you?
Tanya's pulse thickened as she heard heavy footsteps echoing off the marble again. She tried to still her breath as they got closer, her heart pounding in her chest.
Tanya, over here.
Cooper.
She had never been so relieved to see someone in her life. She couldn't tell if it was the gravity of the situation or the way his shirt was hugging his chest that made her heart beat even harder. She crawled quietly across the kitchen to where he hid under the table, carefully shuffling her body without making a noise. She finally makes her way to him, but as she scurries under the table, her left foot hits the chair, causing a screech that pierced through the silence of the house.
Well. Nice of you to join us, Mr. Payne.
Nobody needs to get shot here, okay? We've already found Steven, and he knows what you did. We all know. His testimony is enough to put you in the grave. There's no point in digging it deeper.
Steven? You found Steven?
I will be long gone before I'll be arrested.
Then just leave. Just walk away right now.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? You've been messing up my plans since you got back in the country.
Why kill Tanya? She's done nothing to deserve this.
That only became necessary when you decided to become her white knight. All I wanted to do was stop her from marrying Stephen Walkoltz or anyone else.
You wanted the money for yourself, you sick bastard.
What money? The money's gone.
You embezzled all of it, you motherfucker.
Then it's over. Just leave, take what you've got, and leave the country.
I will leave as soon as I get rid of you.
No!
Why are you acting like you care now? An hour ago, you were so desperate to get your annulment that you were willing to give up your inheritance to end your marriage.
You hurt Stephen, and you kept trying to hurt Cooper.
Kept trying? I tried to push a car on him.
But all the gunshots at Stephen's condo and at his brother, who you must have mistaken for him.
I fired into your apartment, but that was to hit you after he stopped me from running you over. He kept stopping me. Stopping your asthma attack. Stopping the allergy attack. I can't catch a break.
You're twisted. And nobody else needs to get hurt. Steven's going to make it. You haven't killed anyone, so there will be no murder charges. You can just leave.
Well, that would be attempted murder and embezzlement. I might as well just commit the murder. And for all the times you've messed up my plan, I really, really want to kill you, Cooper Payne.
Cooper, are you all right? Are you shot?
What happened? Is everyone okay? I guess I beat him to it. Is he dead? What were you thinking meeting him here? Alone?
I didn't know he was the one behind everything. Not until I saw the look in his eyes tonight. Do you think there's someone else he was working with? How do we explain all those other shots?
I think those probably have something to do with my family. Come on. Let's get you to the hospital so you can see Steven.
Oh, Steven. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so, so sorry.
Don't.
Rochelle.
Don't touch him. You should be sorry. You did all this for nothing. For money that was already gone.
Hey. It's not her fault. It was my plan that we get married. Your sister didn't want the money. But I pointed out everything that she could do with it. And all the people she could help.
Oh, of course it was your plan. You're such a sweet man.
You're pretty sweet yourself, Rocky.
I'm anything but sweet. Tanya will tell you that. I've been a complete witch to her.
You didn't know. I should have told you.
Did you know?
It was his plan?
Not the plan. His feelings.
Do you mind if I have a minute with Tanya?
Of course. I'll see you soon.
What is she talking about?
I love your sister.
You what?
I love Rochelle.
When you disappeared, I realized she had feelings for you, but...
I didn't realize it either until I was locked up in that crate. Hers was the face I most wanted to see again. Hers the voice I most wanted to hear.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, you have no reason to be sorry. You and I were never anything more than friends.
You, me, and Cooper. Three amigos. But, you and him were never just friends, either.
I'm not so sure about that. He only married me so I would be able to inherit and pay a ransom in case one was made for your return.
Well, I heard he had some doubts about my part in all of this, so... maybe he had another reason to marry you? You wished it was real, huh? I know you love Cooper. You always have.
Thank you for always being here for me, Steven. I really love you.
At that moment, Cooper stood in the doorway, looking on and watching the love of his life confess her love to another man. But before she could call out to him, he took off.
So, you wouldn't stand up as my best man, but you want a favor from me.
I thought it was a favor you'd want, too.
You think I want to draw up your divorce papers?
I think you want me to divorce Tanya.
Why?
So you can marry her.
Everybody said that you had changed so much once you became a Marine. And after you got deployed, and...
I have changed.
No, you haven't. You are the same fool you've always been. Do you even know what Tanya wants?
She wants you. That's what all this has been about, right?
She told you that.
She told the lawyer she wanted you to divorce me.
Did she tell you why?
Why do you keep asking me all these questions?
Because I want to make sure you really know what's in Tanya's heart and you're not just assuming.
I'm not assuming. I know.
Do you know what's in your heart?
I'm not doing this.
I didn't know what was in mine. I didn't know until I had all those days in the box to think about it.
Are you suggesting I nail myself in a box?
Look, I'm just telling you to think about it. Don't let her slip away again just because you're too stubborn to find out how you both really feel.
Draw up the papers for me.
If that's what you really want, I will. But I won't do it until you talk to Tanya.
That's not necessary.
I'm not really offering up another option. You want the papers drawn up? Go talk to her.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I need your opinion, Tanya. You're my maid of honor.
Matron. Your sister is married, so she's a matron, Rochelle.
If only she were a little more matronly, I would look better.
You're going to be beautiful. You are beautiful. Radiant, even.
You're a good matron of honor.
I'm so happy for you both.
You could be this happy, too, you know. Tell Cooper how you feel about him.
It doesn't matter.
How do you feel?
Cooper.
I'll give you two a moment. Don't ruin this.
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what she's talking about.
Her face was flushed with embarrassment, but it quickly subdued when she looked up and met Cooper's gaze. He was staring at her with an intensity that brought her back to that first kiss on the porch over a decade ago. The same look that he had given her a few nights ago, before she told him she loved him.
Tanya, the other night when I was sleeping,
he was just inches away from her now. It felt like he was searching her face for answers. Is it possible he felt the same way too?
You heard me.
Yeah, I heard you. But then I heard you tell Stephen the same thing.
I do love Stephen, but like a friend. Not like Rochelle loves him. Not like he loves Rochelle.
Wait, what?
He's marrying Rochelle, not me. Cooper, listen to me. I should have told you I loved you 12 years ago. Stephen is a friend, a good friend, but this wedding was always just a favor to me. You're the one I love, the one I've always loved.
He hesitated, and she waited. He had never been a coward before. He hadn't hesitated to join the Marines. He hadn't hesitated to engage in combat. But he hesitated now because Tanya could hurt him more than any bullet or bomb. She'd said the words, but that didn't mean they had a future together.
Your grandfather was right those years ago. I had nothing to offer you. I have nothing to offer you now either.
Yes, you do. You're just not willing to offer it.
The room seemed to hold its breath until finally their lips met, creating a connection that transcended words. The initial touch was tender, but built into a passionate kiss that carried the weight of confessions that had gone too long unspoken.
I love you, Tanya Chesterfield. I'm sorry. It's taken me so long to even say that. I was scared. But I want to marry you. Again.
Ah, finally. Sorry, I was listening from the hall. Tanya, I know I've been so jealous of you and said some really hurtful things, but I can't imagine not having you by my side, not tomorrow and not every day after. How about we walk down that aisle together? We'll give each other away to the men we love.
With this ring, let thee wed. I will love and protect you for the rest of my life, Tanya Payne.
I love the sound of that. I love you, always have, and always will. You are my best friend, my soulmate, my everything.
I now pronounce both couples, men and wives.
this was over. Mr. Gregory is dead. This can't be happening still.
This isn't about you. This is about me.
You know who it is.
Yeah, and I'll take care of it. Enough of this drama. You've given enough reports this week to last a lifetime.
If you want us to stay and help, our honeymoon can wait.
Our honeymoon waited too long already. Because of my stubbornness and pride. Logan's got this. They'll be okay, I promise. They're pains. And so are you. You are my wife.
It's real.
It's real. But we're still gonna consummate it over and over again.
I love you.
I'm not sure I heard you.
I love you!
Married a few hours and she's already yelling at me, huh?
Tanya laughed again as she envisioned their future together. But now it wasn't just a fantasy. It was real. Given her job and his, they would probably face more danger in the future. But as he'd promised, he would keep her safe. And she would make certain that he always knew how much she loved him, even if she had to shout it.